sweet summer sausage. Are things on the up and up for Tampa Bay sports? I don't think so. Fucking stunk it.
Welcome, sports fans. It's a new year, and we all know what that means. It means nothing. Everything's going to be the fucking same. If you don't change it on your own, it's not going to happen. Do it. Just because the calendar year ends doesn't mean everything's going to fucking change, okay? It's the same fucking week. It happens in the same goddamn week. Nothing's going to fucking change. Get out there and do something. Make something of yourself. You know, like I have. I yell to myself. I scream at a computer screen. That's what I do. I just fucking yell. And look at me. I'm fucking wonderful. Like, I'm doing great. Things are coming up aces for me. Or is it spades? Things are looking all spades? Is that offensive? I don't know. But what I do know is this is the first episode of 2015 of your Tampa Bay Sports Second. I'm your host, Roy Stonk. And if you hear any kind of bleep bloops and zip-zops or something like that, that's the microphone. It's just the microphone. It's not me pulling out the Sega and playing some NHL 97. Yes, I did do that. Okay, that's what it is. Oh, this thing is. I haven't fucking been to sleep, dude. I haven't fucking slept. Finally got the cord. There's this dope-ass place called Old School Video Games. Nicole reviewed it on the website there. Check that out. It's a wonderful place, guys. Fucking awesome. It cuts you some sweet deals, especially if you like sports games, because no one, he said, in 8 months have come in and bought sports games except me. So he cut me a fat deal. If you like sports games on past gen consoles, I don't know. Oh, it's fucking NHL 97, dude. I'm fucking tearing it up. I'm fucking tearing it up. I'm fucking, hear that? Hear that? I'm dancing. Okay, you've had enough. You've seen enough. You filthy people out there wanting to watch me dance. Okay, let's get back to it. What's new? There's really nothing to box. We know that's kind of wrapped up. So nothing really going on there. All signs are pointing to the Bucks taking Mariota. Give it up for Mike Evans. He's named finalist, one of the finalists for Rookie of the Year, which is great. He had a real fucking, imagine if he had a semi-competent quarterback behind there and a line, an offensive line to fucking keep the fucking defensive line off of him. Imagine that, what kind of numbers that guy could put up, but he put up some good numbers despite both of those factors. So congrats to him. Let me jump on over to that open offensive coordinator position for the Bucks. They're looking for to put someone in there. We need to fucking do something. Do something, Lovey. Put someone in there. You're the fucking defensive mind. Yeah, you got a defensive coordinator, old Ricky Douchonk over there. Who fucking cares? You're a defensive-minded coach. You're going to be fucking having a little say in what goes on over there. So they're looking at, right now, Big Rob Chud. The Chud. Fat Chud. That's a cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers, something like that. That's not what he is. He's just, his name's Rod Chudzinski. He coached the Browns there over in 2013. Then they got the offensive coordinator, Dirk Cutter, I don't know, for the Falcons, which I don't know. I don't know. You can't fucking win a game. I wouldn't look at him. I'm sorry. Don't do it. Then you go with Marty Morningweg, the offensive coordinator of the Jets. That's not bad. You know, he's done, like I said, with Rex. He's done a little with a lot less. Which is, you can do something with that. I just like the name. Morning Wagon looks nice. Maddie, it sounds great. Guy from New England, Maddie. Fucking, what's Maddie up to? It sounds awesome. You got Greg Roman, offensive coordinator for the 49ers. Fuck that guy. Okay, again, when you have that kind of offense and you can't make something work, I'm sorry, fuck it. Then you got Trestman, head coach of the Bears. He just got fired. And he was recently seen on Clearwater Beach down there Thursday when he interviewed with the Bucks. With on the beach there with Josh McCown, kicking it, toes in the sand there, bro. That's what they were just sitting there. What are you up to, Mac? You up in Montreal over there? This is better than Montreal, toes in the sand, right? And, you know, Mac was like, yeah, Josh, it's real nice, it's real nice. Are you even going to be around next year? And Josh said, I don't know. Let me enjoy the fucking beach while I'm here, Mark. Get off my nuts. Get off my fucking nuts, Mark. That's what he said. That's I have a transcript of the conversation. That's kind of how it went. So those are the prospects they got to fill that hole. But who knows where they're going to go. But they need to get, before they get an offensive coordinator, not before, obviously the coordinator is going to come in before the draft and before they start signing people. But they have to be looking at the people on the field, which are going to be that front line and that quarterback position. Maybe get a better tight end there. Maybe get a better tight end. That's just me. But we'll see how that's going. Let's bump on over to the Rays here. And nothing. Just nothing. There's nothing going on ever since they signed Asdrubal Cabrera, free agent shortstop / second baseman. Nothing really been going on with the Rays. Just nothing. There's just nothing. We're waiting to hear if they can fucking do something. Do something. Get proactive. Get some fucking decent people in there. Oh, oh, what can you do? What can you do? Let's bounce over to the Lightning. Oh, the sweet Lightning, that those sweet bastards there. Those sweet cold bastards. It's not as cold. If you've never been to a hockey game, it's not fucking cold. Wear shorts and a t-shirt, man. It's fucking wonderful in there, especially out here. Excuse me, in this heat, and you go to a fucking, you go to a hockey game just to catch a break from it. It's wonderful. It's just fucking wonderful. So, Lightning, as I speak, with about 10 minutes left in the third period, the Lightning lead the Montreal Canadiens 4-2, which is real nice. I'm dancing. I'm waving my little hands in the air, waving them. That means they are tied right now, I believe, with 54 apiece, which would put the Lightning on top 56-54, which would be point-wise in the standings. In that conference, which will be nice. You got to fucking, all I've been saying, someone's got to get some distance, and it hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. Lightning, Montreal, Detroit, Pitt, you know, it just fucking goes back and forth, back and forth. I don't know what the hell they can do, man. Something's got to fucking give at some point. Something's got to fucking give. And apparently the Lightning don't want to take hold of that, but they've been playing well. Before the new year, they were on a, I want to say, four-game win streak. They won won the last game of the year, the calendar year, and went on to lose, I believe, the next two. Am I lying? Am I lying? And then they won the other night, and they're playing tonight against the Montreal Canadiens, so hopefully they can pull that out. That'd be nice. Be nice. Come out of there. Come out of there with a friggin' win. Send those Canucks home crying. Not the Canucks like the Montreal, not like the Vancouver Canucks. Just that's what you call them. That's what they are. Just like they call Americans cunts, we call them Canucks. Like it's a very similar kind of exchange there. Okay, let me move on here. I'm gonna go back to some foosball here. I did it 4 for 4 this weekend. Thank you. All my NFL picks were correct. Now, BBA, gonna go, oh, they picked up the flag. They picked up the flag. Go for it on a fucking 4th-and-1. Why don't you? Detroit, go for it on a fucking 4th-and-1. You didn't, and you punted. That's the reason. Everyone shits on punters day in and day out. And then you fucking punter goes and does that. Fucking punts a 20-yard fucking punt when you need a deep one. That's what's going to fucking happen. That's why you got them fucking guys out there. That's why special teams fucking matter. That's why it fucking matters. It's the same way you're going to fucking blame Billy Buckner for the 1986 fucking Game 6 World Series there. The Sox and the Mets, I believe. You're going to fucking blame him. It's Game 6. Okay, yeah, you lost that fucking game, and then you went and lost fucking 7. You had a fucking chance to win, you didn't fucking do it, so you're gonna blame it. Yeah, they probably shouldn't have picked it up. It wasn't as bad, it was fucking holding, it wasn't pass interference, all these fucking people saying this and that, but they also fucking didn't throw a flag for the fucking face mask, for the hands in the fucking face by Pettigrew at the beginning of the goddamn play. Okay? That's what you're not gonna fucking say. I realize the flag wasn't thrown and picked up on that, but still. You fucking blew the game when it mattered, okay? Yes, who knows? Who knows what would have happened if that fucking... Yes, your drive would have continued. You could have fumbled. The fucking defense could have picked it up and ran it back, okay? I'm talking about the Cowboys and the Detroit Lions game right now, if you don't know. If you know sports, you know what I'm fucking talking about. It's all anyone's talking about. Fucking get over it. You fucking blew it, okay? You didn't fucking come through when it mattered. I watched the whole fucking game. There was time on the fucking clock. Just fuck, fuck, fuck. Come on, we get it, Roy. Okay, I'm going to move on. Carolina advances. They're going to be playing the Seahawks Saturday at 8. The Ravens beat the Steelers to advance. Actually, I picked the Steelers. I did not go for it. I'm a fucking moron. I'm a moron. Yes, the Ravens beat the Steelers, so the Ravens will be playing the New England Patriots, I believe, at 4:30 on Saturday. And with Dallas beating Detroit, they will play Green Bay. That should be a hot game on Sunday. Not sure that time. Probably 1:30. And then you have the Colts and the Broncos. Thank you, memory, helping me out there. Those are on Sunday. Those are on Sunday. Times, there you flip-flop. You're going to want to watch both games. It's four good quarterbacks going up against each other. It should be pretty high-scoring Sunday there. So I'll be looking forward to that. And as for the bowl games, I think my picks, I probably went 8-7, 7-7. Obviously, some very big upsets. Alabama losing to Ohio State. Florida State and Oregon. That was bound to happen. That was bound to happen. I did pick Oregon. I wanted FSU to go on, but they didn't. I did pick UF, University of Florida, beating, I don't know, fucking Coastal Carolina? East Carolina State? Someone from Carolina. They ended up winning that, so who's better? They won a fucking bowl game. University of Florida won a bowl game. FSU didn't. I still think it's FSU. So, it'll be Oregon versus Ohio State, which should be a very good game. Both teams evenly matched. I'm going with Oregon. I'd like to see Oregon do it. Give it to fucking Oregon. Come on. So that'll be played on the 12th. That's a Monday, I believe. That's a Monday. This coming Monday, folks. So I don't know, folks. I'm fucking... I'm at a loss here. I'm at a loss. There's not as many football games. There's no college games going on. There's the baseball. The Rays have kind of fucking been stagnant the past few weeks here. Like I said, with the most recent trade they made or pickup, there's just been nothing going on. Nothing going on. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. You know, you Lightning, and that's it. The Bucks are done. Oh, jeez, what does a guy do? I can look over to the fucking NBA, but who wants to do that? Not me, because Orlando's a little too far outside the Tampa Bay area, but in case you wanted to know, they are 13-24, and I guess technically in 10th place in the Eastern Conference, which does nothing for Tampa. I mean, that's all you got. It'd be nice to see a team come here. But it's not going to happen. There's not enough. I don't think people care about basketball. I never fucking cared about basketball. You know, I just never fucking have. Okay? I like playing it. I play it from time to time. Pick up, shooting some b-ball outside of school. And these guys come up to me and start shoving me around. You know where I'm fucking going. I'm being a cunt. Okay? I'm pretending I'm Will Smith. Which everyone knows I'm not. I don't know, guys. It's a slow week. It's a slow fucking week. Why don't I close it out with my picks for the NFL this weekend. One early game on Saturday. New England Patriots over the Baltimore Ravens. Okay, 35 to 24. 35 to 24, I'm calling it right now. Then the 8:30 game, 8:30. You got the Seahawks, Carolina. You got to take the Seahawks. I'm going Seahawks 28 to 17. I'm doing that. Sunday games, I'm going with Dallas over Green Bay. Dallas 42 to Packers 38. And then the Broncos, Indianapolis Colts, I'm going 35 to 31. Right there. Calling it right now. Broncos beat the Colts. Dallas beats Green Bay. New England beats the Ravens. And Seahawks beat the Carolina Panthers. Maybe next week we'll have a little more news. Not much going on at this point. It's tough with the Bucks. Maybe one of their players will slap their wife around or something. I can have something to talk about. But until next week, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it. Let's stick with good news. Let's not help a kid across the street. Maybe help a lady. Maybe help a lady across the street. Like if she's like, I need to get across the street, and you go, hey, I'll help you across the street, because for some reason a grown woman can't get across the street, so you gotta help her. Doesn't matter. Just help her across the fucking street, dude. We need some good press. So, first one of the year done. Let's get that out of the fucking way. I hope your New Year's was safe and sound. I hope you did everything you could ever want to do. I hope it started off wonderful. I know this past Monday, that's when a lot of people were supposed to kill themselves. I didn't look up the suicide statistics on that Monday, but because people, you know, after it being what you New Year's Eve on Wednesday, then you have Thursday for New Year's Day off. You know, you probably take Friday off. You got Saturday, Sunday. You think maybe I go back to work. Things are going to be different. Things are going to be great. You go, it's the same old shit. You come home, you hang yourself, you pop some pills, you blows it up, you fucking shoot yourself, you suck on the tailpipe of your fucking goddamn Honda Civic. I don't know what the fuck you do. I don't know what you do. But hey, hang on. Just fucking hang on. Nothing's worth, you know. You have a shitty day at work. I don't know where this went. Did this just go on a fucking PSA or something? Jeez. Okay, I'm going to end it there. I'm going to end it there with hang on. It, like that poster of the cat hanging onto a fucking tree branch. Just that guy can hang on. Yeah, even though there's probably a basket full of cotton underneath him. There's a basket full of cotton underneath you too. You and me both. That's life. Get over it, Stonks. Everyone, have a good week. I hope your team wins. Obviously, your team didn't. The Bucks aren't playing, so obviously your team. But your second team. You got to have a second team. So, like I said, as always, folks, stay safe. Keep an eye on them lightning fucking stalking it up. Everyone out there, keep it stonked.